Thank you very much for, can you hear me? You had to put up with me because my English is Indian English. I try to speak slowly so you can kind of pick up. And I want to thank the oversight of this church to give me this opportunity to share about the work in India, especially what we are doing among a tribal group called Halba. So Halbas live in central India. There is a province called Chhattisgarh. So 80% of that state are tribals. So we work among one particular tribe called Halba, and we have already translated the New Testament into their language, which I have a copy with me. And also, we've been staying with them or working with them for last 37 years. And it was an unwritten language, means only spoken language. We have learned that language, analyzed the sound system, phonology, and we learned the grammar, and we developed the language to a written form. So we have used Devanagari script, or like Hindi script, but the words are Halbi words. It's something like English and Spanish. They look alike, but when you read it, they are not same. So same way, we are using Devanagari script for writing it down. So as we go along this slide, you can see more about our work. So this is way back in 1985 when we went to this people group. They were like that, and they were in a very poor situation. Now things have changed, and planting and reaping. So here on the left, you can see they are planting rice, and rice is their staple food, rice and lentil. And they have only two meals a day. Morning, about 10:30, 10 o'clock, they'll have morning meal, and night, about 7, they'll have their evening meal. So morning, they will have rice and lentil, and evening, they have lentil and rice. So they harvest their produce and taking to their homes. This is a daily business there for women to bring water home. And on the right, you see collecting firewood from the jungle, from the forest. And in the left, you can see a woman sitting together and making leaf cups, or they make leaves to eat their food. And the leaf cup is for pouring the lentil. And on the right, that is a local market. You cannot see very clearly. So these leaf cups are disposable. You know, here we have so much of disposable cups and plates. They also eat only once in that, then they will throw away. So their quality of disposable cups are different to what we have here. But they also practice throwing away things. And that is the Halba people at present. You have seen them way back in 1985. Now they are very different they have more clothes and they are getting civilized. And the woman sitting there in the middle, he can see something white in that leaf cup. Can you? Leaf cup, something white, that is alcohol. So they are not second to anybody in drinking. Whether civilized or uncivilized, drinking is a curse in the world. So the tribals, they all drink, and even women drink. So it is like us drinking tea for them. So we ask them, you know, we don't drink tea, we are drinking only this instead of tea. So that is a curse in any society, and it is there also. And this is red and chutney. So this is very delicious, and they prefer it, and they eat it very much, and they say that it has a lot of medicinal value. So it is very difficult to get. Early morning you have to go to the market. If you go a little late, you cannot find it. So it is so much in demand. That is the way they do fishing. They fish in the pond or in a pools, and a river also they fish. So this is a fishing in summer, you know, water level goes down. So they go into the mud and, you know, fishing in there. And this is a bit of promotional. There are beautiful waterfalls there. One is called Chitrakoot waterfall. And the same waterfall after the rain. And this is another waterfall called Tirathgarh. And this is the way people travel there. Now it has changed a lot because of the present government. They have introduced more buses, but in the remote villages, still it is the way they travel. And that shaded area is called Chhattisgarh. And north of that is Madhya Pradesh, south is Andhra, east is Orissa. So if you can figure out, you know, it is central part of India, that shaded area is our state. And that is a state as a whole. It has 29 province or districts. This is Bastar division where we live. And there is a place called Jagdalpur, that is the district headquarters, and you can see the population, and there are 1461 villages, tribal population is 78%. So we are involved along with Bible translation in various ministries like adult education. So we have teacher training, and we train the local people to teach their village people. So we pay them a small remuneration to encourage them, and they will go in turn go and teach their own people. And this is inaugurating a literacy program. The village chief is inaugurating. Then we give them books, and we have educated about 1500 people to read and write. So still, you know, population is 120,000. Is it right? 1.2 lakhs. Okay? Yeah. And still illiteracy is very predominant, and so many people have to be taught. Now their second generation kind of going to school, and they are learning to read and write their language. This is Halby New Testament translation team, and there is a committee in that community. People from the community, like pastors and believers, are members of this committee. And what we have translated, we have a consultant from Wycliffe Bible Translators coming and checking our translation before publication. And this is some of the old pictures, releasing story of Jesus, like small booklets with pictures. And these are the, some of those books initially we translated and given to the people and get feedback from those who can read. And like that we learned the language and we put it into practice what we have learned. So that was the initial thing. And we gave them literature concerning health, and post-literacy material also was given to them. And Halby is taught in schools. We have reduced to writing, and government came along with us, and they wanted the people to learn Halby. So adult education is there, as well as in the schools, grade 1, 2, 3. They have introduced Halby. We helped the government teachers to prepare primers, and now that program is going on. So pray that this will continue. The government will help us to develop the language. This is releasing of the Gospel of Luke and releasing of Hebrews. So book by book we release, then finally we got the whole New Testament. So this is one picture of the dedication of the Halby New Testament. And here we can see the people came for the dedication and children performing on the stage. And it was a great celebration for the people. And now we have got this, the whole New Testament dramatized audio recorded. And this end of this month, it will be released. And it was done in partnership with Faith Comes by Hearing, FCBH. So they have this program going on in many languages. We got in touch with them, and the whole of New Testament is audio recorded. So that will be given in SD cards. So people can put it in their phone and listen to it. And also they have a small card player. So that also will be given to various groups, like home groups or churches. So that is the plan. You could be praying for that. So this will be a very good means, very good resource to reach the people who cannot read and write. They can listen in their own language and listen and hear the word of God in their own language. And we have published a dictionary for these people, Halby, Hindi, English. It is a small dictionary, first edition. We are working on that. So pray that this will be incentive for the language people, and government school teachers are using this book. And this is the beginning of the assembly work among these people, and few got baptized, and we have started village churches, and we go for evangelism as a means. We have a building church in Thokapal village called Bethel Christian Church, and we have few people coming there. And this is our office for translation, for literacy work, child development program, and so on. So in our campus, we have youth camps, and so many activities are going on there. This is ministry to the children, that is our campus in Tokapal village, and we had a compassion project earlier, and we had 300 children coming to our campus. But you know, like this, we have taught them from the Bible, helped them to learn prayer, and most of them are non-Christians. It was a great opportunity to share the gospel with the children. We would take them to Visakhapatnam, is the harbor there, to show them the ship and sea and so on. But what happened was, when Modi came last term as Prime Minister, he stopped all those programs. Compassion is no more in India. So all the children have to go back. About 50,000 children all over India were supported by Compassion. And many staff also, you know, to take care of the children. But the whole thing is stopped. He is not worried about what will happen to them, or he is worried about conversion. So that is why it is stopped. So after that, we have only few children, about 40 of them, and two staff for teaching them, and one staff for cooking. So we do it in our, by our own funds, and the Lord has helped us to look after these children. And these two ladies there, they are Compassion graduate. I mean, they studied with us, and now they are going to college. So they are helping with the children, and they know what they have learned and helping us. And also we have material in Halbi, we have translated from Hindi. So this is a VBS teacher training, and you can see at the end a group picture. And we conduct VBS in the center, so many children come. And the final day of the VBS, and we also have vacation Bible school in distant villages, small groups. So we conduct VBS every year for the children. And we have Christmas celebration in our center, and we will perform various nativity stories and so on. You can see the people crowded there. And we have a medical camp. This was the first medical camp conducted in 2013. So some of people from here also came, and when they wait for to see the doctor, we have a tent like this, and they sit there, and they are evangelized, and Christian literature distributed to them. This is a second health camp, and you can see somebody whom you know, and Rosie, we cannot see her there, but she was also there. And this is the third medical camp. So that is the welcoming the guest by the local people with their drums and dancing and so on. Since we don't have much time, I cannot show you all of that. Health camp in 2018, James and Rosie and Pat also came from this church. We have a Jesus video in this language. This is checking the manuscript. And these are the praise items, completing the translation of Halbi NT and so on. And prayer points, pray for the translation of Halbi Old Testament in next 5 years. And formation of home groups to listen to the audio Bible. And pray for our good health. We are not getting any younger, but we need your prayers. And that is my family, whom you prayed for. David is on the extreme left, and Tanya, his wife, and Grace, and our daughter Christine, and extreme right is Binoy. They have 2 kids. They went back to India in January. They want to be missionaries, or they want to involve in mission work in India. So you can pray for them also. This is our address in India. You can send your fellowship to Gospel Missions of India, earmarked to our ministry. It will be forwarded to us. And that is a wall plaque in Halbi. We have so many plaques, you know, to encourage people to hang it on their walls, and people will come and read, and so many activities are going on. And pray for as a holistic work, you know, helping them with literacy and skill training, and so many activities are going on together in that community. So we've been there for last 38. So the Lord has sustained us, and it won't be so easy from now on because of the Modi government. They came, they have absolute majority, so they can even change the constitution. So pray that will not happen. Democracy should prevail, not Hindu nationalism. Many churches are attacked, you know, while they are worshipping, where they are minority. So pray that God will refrain them from doing this kind of things. So freedom of religion is there according to Indian constitution. But militant Hindus, they are against that. So pray that God's will be fulfilled in our country. Thank you so much. And I have 4 minutes. So anybody want to ask something? Yeah, please. So far, we didn't have any confrontation with the local people because we are there for the last 36 years. So I am a well-known person there, working in their language, developing their language. So all the government officials, they know me. But they can create problem, you know, by hiring people from outside or instigating the local community. You should get him out. He is doing this, doing that. You know, they can always tell lie and instigate people. But we don't anticipate that. But if that is God's will, we are willing to take it also. We didn't have any problem so far. People appreciate what we did, you know. Developing the language that is taught in schools, and many good things we have done for them. Of course, they say that, you know, Mother Teresa did all those good things to convert. So they put allegation always. Yeah, please.
I saw that all of them
Hmm.
Yeah,
that's a good question. I did not put halvi there. You cannot read it. Yeah, I put English there for non-halvi speakers. Okay?
Now, the other question I had was, you had a Christmas pageant like that.
Yeah.
Now, that must be completely foreign to these people, the idea of Christmas.
It is not foreign for them, because Hindus have festivals, Muslims have festivals, Christians also have festivals. They know that. So, Christians have Christmas, everybody knows. And when we invite them, many people come. Last year we had 700 people. So, we gave them cake and a good meal. So, it is not foreign for them to have these celebrations. Like Muslims, Eid, Bakrid, you know, many festivals are there. Hindus, festivals are there. Christians, Jain, Buddhist, it is not unknown to them. Yep.
What would the cost of living be over where you folks are serving as compared to living in America?
It depends on what you want to eat, where do you want to live. But I would say for a normal, normal expenses, how much we are spending? I would say $200 good enough for our ordinary food. Not expensive food like so many things. We don't have cheese and butter, bread, you know, we make local bread. And so, $200 to $300 per person will be a good amount. But you have to make, you know, like that, I made the church building, other things, you know, that is outside of this. Yep. We have to travel 600 kilometers to the nearest McDonald's. There are so many McDonald's coming up in big cities like Delhi, Bangalore, Bombay, Calcutta. So, if you have to go to McDonald's from our place, 600 kilometers.
Mm-hmm. You basically teach them what we would teach our children over here. Is that true? Mm. So Christmas would be part of what you would teach them.
Can you say that in a simple English?
No, you somebody asked you about Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And basically, you would teach the same thing there if you were teaching us here, right?
That's right. And actually, we have a team of pastors and belonging to various denominations, a translation committee, about 20 people are participating in that thing. So, we are just helping them. Actually, the language is there, the translation also done by the local people. We are just coordinating, just helping them with the exegesis and so on, because they don't have any biblical resources like we have. So, we look up, you know, with Wycliffe, we have access to so much of books and resources. So, we are just in between, but they are doing the job. So, they learn the language, they learn the scriptures and they teach their people. Until now, they were using Hindi Bible. read it in Hindi Bible, explain to them in Halbi. Now they are reading Halbi Bible, explaining to the people. Earlier, people, pastors thought, you know, if we give them Halbi Bible, they will run out of their job because they don't have to read Hindi and explain in Halbi. Then I told them, you read in Halbi, always there is no lack of preaching or you get enough material. And why do we anyway preach to the people so that they will understand? And what do you want, whether them to understand or not? So they got the idea. Now most of them are using Halbi New Testament. Our time is over. Is it okay? Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I forgot to mention, we have a Halbi Bible in mobile app. So, in that, Jesus film is also included. In the book of Luke, you know, Gospel of Luke, we have cut it into pieces, Jesus film, the birth of Jesus, ministry of Jesus, miracles of Jesus, like that, where it comes in the scriptures, we have put in a clip form. So that is here. Tribal people also have mobile phones now. Button one, they are all using Android. Yeah, 2,500 rupees, we can get an Android phone in India. So it is cheaper than here. So, most of them, and you might wonder, you know, last election for attracting votes or getting votes from people, government distributed, the BJP party distributed mobile phone to the villages. They don't know how to use it. They say, where is it gone? Where is it? You know, like that. But still, they distributed. And it is good for us, you know, we can give them also SD cards. So what they think evil, you know, God makes it to for our good.